In life, there are many different trials and tribulations which we will encounter. Some of these encounters will be easy and jolly, while others will smack us in the face like the wind on a brisk February day. Although facing the rocky waters may seem challenging and everlasting, when you can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, you will come out stronger and wiser than ever. For this project, I decided to interview my sister Jasmine on her views and her experiences relating to identity and belonging. So, can you tell about a time where you felt as if you didn't belong, or a time where you can say that you found your true identity and your true self?
Okay, a time where I found my true identity would probably have to be leaving public school and being homeschooled. It is kind of unfortunate how the situation happened, but to me, it was very unfortunate then. But now that I think about it, I feel like it was the best thing that happened to me because, you know, you really do find yourself when you are in those times of solitude and when you're alone. And because I was kind of forced into experiencing this high school experience, you know, kind of alone, I found myself. I found who I was. And so, yeah, it was definitely when I left public school and became homeschooled, I definitely had the downtime to kind of explore and learn about myself, learn about what I like, learn about what I don't, learn about what I love, learn about what I hate, learn about all of it was kind of like relearning myself, like remembering my passions, remembering my sense of purpose, you know. So I feel like that was a time.
Can you walk us through and like tell us how you felt during high school? And like,
I guess I'll just break down, because I did say I found myself. So when I left my public school, what kind of led, the first thing that led to me when I didn't felt like I belonged, it was like a literal feeling of me not belonging in that particular place at that particular time. My friends at the public school that I did attend were all talking about making thinking about doing a really, I guess they thought it would be fun, but at that time everybody was doing it. Everybody was making really like mean pages and putting people up from their school. So a group of my friends, they were sitting around talking about making it. And I kid you not, as they were talking about it, something did not feel right inside of me. And I felt like I didn't belong there, literally. And then I also felt like this is not me. Like, I don't usually sit around and plan things like this with people who I call friends. But you know me, like, when you're not really sure of your identity, it's easier for you to fall into peer pressure, and it's easier for you to want to follow the crowd when you're not too comfortable with who you are. So, of course,
what would the pages consist of?
They were just really, I'm not going to go into detail. They were just, it wasn't a good thing. They put people up on the pages and they said really, you know, just mean things about them. It was basically cyberbullying.
Okay.
Cyberbullying is one of the most well-known forms of bullying during high school years. In this situation, Jasmine and her friends were taking part in cyberbullying by creating a school page containing different photos and videos of different students saying mean and horrible things about them.
So I was like, they're like, Jasmine, you want to be a part of it? You know, deep in my heart, I'm like, this is not right. But because I wasn't too full of my identity, I wasn't too full of who I was, I wasn't fully aware of who I was, aware of my senses, and, you know, even aware of my own intuition, because, you know, I guess I was, I don't know. I guess I don't know if everybody has intuition, but
shortly after Jasmine and her friends made the page, her principal found out and was on the search for exactly who had made the page.
Once she found out her so-called friend's true colors became very clear. This situation became so severe the police had to get involved.
Yeah, so, you know, we were a part of it, and long story short, it hit the fan. The whole school found out. Principals were involved. So, yeah, police got involved. I almost got suspended. And honestly, I felt like... I honestly felt portrayed, and I was really heartbroken because as time went on, the people who made it started putting it all on me, and there were just people started adding their two cents, and then there were a whole bunch of rumors going around that weren't true, and it was just so much negative energy and so much drama, and it was so overbearing, and I just felt like I didn't belong anymore, so I couldn't take it, so I was homeschooled. And at first it was, I don't know how I felt honestly after that, after me leaving that school. I guess I felt relieved, not just because of what was going on, but just because everything that happened at the, like, my first day at that school was, you know, kind of hell. So I guess that kind of set the tone for how the rest of my 4 years would have went, honestly. But I just also wasn't doing good at that school either, so...
Academically?
Yeah, academically. Academically, emotionally. And like I said, I honestly wasn't aware of myself. And it's just really... Now that I think back and look at it, it's just scary how much of someone else I wanted to be. Like, I tried to be and do everything else. I tried to be everything else but myself. I tried to do everything else but what, you know, I was, you know, really designed to do. Maybe like a year into homeschooling, that's when I really started, you know, getting in touch with myself and finding myself. And although me leaving that school hurt, because it's like everyone turned against me at once. Like, it was honestly the most stressful thing I have, like, you know, ever came out of, really. It was very challenging. But, you know, I started finding myself, and I realized that that's why that happened. So I could find myself, because I was definitely... lost. I can definitely say I was lost. But I definitely found myself, and it was kind of the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So do you feel like without that experience happening, then you wouldn't be the person you are today?
Yeah. I feel like if that would have never happened, I would not be where I am today. Just with everything that's happened, with everybody who I've met, so many, like, I was restored with better people, you know, in my life. And I was definitely restored with love, and I definitely look back at it, and those weren't my real friends. I wasn't surrounded by genuine love or support or care. So it taught me a lot. It really did. It taught me a lot about myself, about life, about people, but mostly myself. It taught me a lot about me, who I was, who my creator is. I learned a lot about my creator, my higher power. So yeah, that was, even though it was worst at that time, it was actually the best thing. I'm looking back, it was the best thing that's ever happened to me, because although I lost everything and everyone around me, I gained something valuable. I gained my identity, who I was. I gained the love from God, and I gained the love from myself.
In conclusion, Jasmine faced bullying, losing the people around her, and feeling alone all at once. Although, at the time, she felt as though nothing could and would ever get better, she came out of this situation better than ever. She found herself and her identity and was able to grow and learn things about herself which she never imagined. Our identities are created from our encounters and experiences in life and are reflected upon how we deal with certain issues. Thank you.